And this is a guy called Al-Masri, who is one of the very early, really central operatives of Al-Qaeda. His real name is Abdullah Ahmed Abdullah. And he was the mastermind behind the embassy attacks, the very first major Al-Qaeda attack on the two US embassies in 1999 in East Africa. And the close confidant of Osama bin Laden and his daughter was married to the son of Osama bin Laden. So, you know, top leadership from the very beginning of the organization. And he was killed in an assassination in Tehran, actually, in Iran.
How did he get to Tehran?
Yeah, the Al-Qaeda-Iranian relationship is a complex one and has gone through several phases. And this is an hold out of the last phase. So at the very beginning, Iran simply looked the other way. And there was a supply line. And at the very beginning, I mean, at the establishment of Al-Qaeda, when the Taliban had taken over Afghanistan and the camps were setting up, there was a supply line going through Sahadan into Afghanistan. And that was basically a phase where Iran simply ignored that stuff was going into Afghanistan. They didn't want to get into any hot waters with what was going on in this country on previous bad experiences with the Taliban and just ignored it. And then once there was a flow out after 2001 of Al-Qaeda refugees, they captured many hundreds of them actually in Iran, including some parts of the top leadership, including several wives of Osama bin Laden, some of the children of Osama bin Laden. They extradited all the foot soldiers back to their home countries, sometimes for monetary concessions, sometimes for political concessions, but they kept Osama bin Laden's family and the top leadership in, I would say, not in prison, but in under confinement near Lavazan outside Tehran, and used them essentially as hostages. Very clearly telling Osama bin Laden, apparently, that any attack in Iran, and you know, we will ship back your family in boxes. And that worked until the middle of the 2000s. Then you had a few incidents where it was clear that this kind of arrangement, you know, your family is alive and safe and, you know, semi-free in Iran in exchange for no attacks, had broken down. There were a couple of attacks of Al-Qaeda-linked organizations within Iran, not directly Al-Qaeda, but linked to Al-Qaeda. And there were a couple of Iranian diplomats that were captured in the tribal areas or abducted in the tribal areas, just around the time where Osama bin Laden himself got killed by the Americans. So The agreement didn't work anymore. And the central linchpin didn't work anymore. And then the question is, what did they then? Some of them they gave back to the Saudis, some of them they sent back into Afghanistan, and apparently some of them stayed on in Iran. And this is one of the stay-ons.
So how did he end up dead? What happened?
Well, we can only, I don't have, you know, access to classified intelligence. I can only tell you what is public information. Public information is that this was an Israeli hit team that killed him on the street of Tehran in the Pasdaran district, which is the northern, the more elegant part of Tehran, in the street together with his daughter, the widow of Hamza bin Laden.
So when did this take place?
Well, apparently already in August. There was some really weird, because assassinations in Tehran are not a daily occurrence, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
So there was media reporting in August that some unknown, there was a name, but he really didn't tell anyone anything. Hezbollah businessman had been killed in the streets of Tehran. It's really strange because the name didn't ring a bell with anyone. No one exactly knew why anyone would assassinate a Hezbollah guy in Tehran or why the Israelis would assassinate a Hezbollah guy in Tehran if he's not really an important guy. And then it turns out now over the weekend, the news brought by the New York Times, that this was actually just the cover identity of Abdullah Ahmed Abdullah, who the Americans, of course, were hunting since the attacks on the embassies. And even the Security Council, if you remember, the resolution that set up the Al-Qaeda sanctions regime was passed in 1999 as a reaction to the embassy attacks, not as the, you know, as widely is assumed, the 9/11 attacks, but the Security Council started sanctioning Al-Qaeda after the embassy attacks in East Africa. So you can see what an importance this target was for the American side. So I would think this is a very believable story. It comes from credible sources within Israel. Of course, you know, Israel doesn't confirm. The U.S. officially doesn't confirm at this point. And the Iranians deny that it happened, as you would imagine. But I would think this is still a very credible story.
Dr. Hans Jacob Schindler, Senior Director at the Counter-Extremism Project, J.J. Green, WTOP News.